Welcome to the Strang Report with Steve Strang on the Charisma Podcast Network. This episode was produced to discuss and address issues within our nation and around the world from a Christian worldview.
Hello, everyone. I'm Steve Strang, and welcome to this edition of the Strang Report. You know, with a very important election coming up, there's an aspect that you don't read in the media very much. You do read about it some in Charisma, because we cover this, but probably not as much as we should. And we have a guest today who believes that he has the answer to the spiritual crisis in our nation. His name is Bishop Angel Nunez, and within the Christian Hispanic community, he's very important. You're going to want to hear what he has to say, so stay tuned after this message.
Have you always wanted to start your own business? The Joseph Business School can help turn your business dreams into reality. The Joseph Business School is here to equip you, to empower you to step into the call that God has given you. Their 9-month entrepreneurship program is nationally accredited, and their business courses are founded on biblical values in order to give you a deeper understanding of how to become a true entrepreneur. Their programs offer highly qualified instructors, access to capital funding, and weekend and online classes to fit your busy schedule. Their payment options? Made convenient just for you. God's calling His people to put faith back in the marketplace, and the Joseph Business School can equip you to do just that. Fall classes start October 1st, 2016, so enroll today at jbs.edu. That's jbs.edu. And now, back to the show.
Welcome back, and welcome to you, Bishop. We've known each other a long time, and I know of your work as one of the founders of the National Hispanic Christian Leadership Conference, and it's been really neat as your friend to just see how your own ministry has grown and blossomed. Tell me a little bit about your background and what you're doing today.
Well, first and foremost, thank you for having me. It is a pleasure to be with you today. I will state that I grew up in New York City in the South Bronx. My mother died when I was 8 years old of cancer. My father abandoned the home before I was born, and so at the tender age of 8.5 years old, I was launched to live in the streets and foster care, state institutions, and out of that turned into a very violent young man involved in the drug trade and did not desire to live, but desire to one day my life come to an end. And this life of violence and this life of drugs led me to a series of different things in my life. Finally, God, in His mercy, reached out to me and took this broken young man and let me live again.
Well, that's a wonderful testimony. And with all the turmoil in the inner cities, a lot of it by young men who fit a description not too different from what I just heard, you believe that the answer is not through all kinds of social programs, but from a spiritual point of view, what is the answer?
I believe that the programs that our government has facilitated for minorities or inner city communities have not had any results or have not produced the desired results that we wanted. Over $17 trillion has been spent. It isn't about programs. And so I believe that it is the church's mandate and responsibility to get out of its four walls, to go into the community and to love the people unconditionally. I believe that the work that the church has to do, no government institution, no program, no politician can do the work of the church. And unfortunately, the church has been intimidated, forced to hide behind its four walls, and today we no longer go out and love the unloved unconditionally. And as I said before, I'm a product of that, but someone loved me and kept on loving me until their love, the love of God, pierced my stubborn iron heart and changed my life.
And you've written a book that I had the privilege of publishing. In fact, you wrote two books in a way. It's called The Multicultural Prayer Army, and it's both in English and the same book in Spanish. Tell us what led to this book, and of course it's full of answers, but just share with our listeners what it is that caused you to write this book and what you're trying to accomplish.
I think that what it really caused in me was the lack of unity within the body of Christ. I have been in ministry now 38 years. I continue to see people lifting up their own kingdoms, lifting up their own ministry. We have people that say they pray, but they never pray together. If you look around you, you see blacks praying on one side, whites on another, Hispanic, Asians. Everybody's praying, but no one is praying together. The Lord said in John 17, he said, the glory you've given me, I give to them that they may be one as you and I are one. I think that the definition of unity can only be defined when we get into the presence of God. It is in the glory of God where my agenda dies, where I receive revelation, where I receive direction, and then I can be what God wants me to be. And so what drove me to write this book is that we are losing. The church has lost its influence. They don't consider us anymore. We're pushed aside. We can't gather the people, and the people are not seeking the face of God unless it's an emergency. So my passion was to provoke the church to rise up and fulfill her destiny in this prophetic hour.
Well, that's very important, and I just applaud you for taking the leadership. But let's go over some things that are in the book. You talk about the uncontrolled debt, the increase in violence, the widespread moral failure. You know, these have all been well documented. And of course, those who are believers know that the church has been marginalized, just as you said. And so you think that the answer is for these different communities in a multicultural way to come together and pray.
Yes. And what I do is I give a historical background how this multicultural prayer movement or army was formed, how God prophetically instructed me to blow the trumpet and call the people to prayer, and how walls that divided us for so many years, economic walls, cultural walls, language barriers, were taken down, and how a group of pastors and bishops from around the Mid-Atlantic region have put aside their differences and have come together to not only pray and pray travailing prayer and do extravagant worship, but also speak truth to power, speak it under the anointing of God, and do acts of kindness, serve our community with the love that we are required to do. It's really going back to what we were, Matthew 28, what we were called to do from the beginning. And I think we've kind of lost track. We've been so blessed, we forgot to do our job.
You know, we have an election coming up. How does us all play into the election, especially with so many things going on in our country and two candidates that a lot of Christians don't feel comfortable with?
Well, here we are. We are getting to November. As you said, we have Hillary Clinton on one side. We've got Donald Trump on the other side. There are accusations going back and forth. And as a Hispanic leader, you have mixed emotions. And so you're trying to judge between what pill do I take? Which one is less worse than the other one? And so I believe that we have to really seek the face of God. And when we get into that booth, we're able to vote according to the will of God. And we may not like the candidate, we may be upset with that candidate or whatever, but we must be submissive to the Lord and follow his lead. And November's right around the corner. And look at our country, look at our situation. We are at a critical stage in America, and the church must lead. It has to be the social conscience or the moral conscience of the community, of the church, of the government, and that we cannot be silenced anymore.
Well, of course, you're stepping up and taking a lead in this book, which can be distributed and read, of course, both in the English-speaking community and the Spanish-speaking community, is sounding a clarion call. So tell us, even though the book has only been out a short time, what results are you getting? What feedback are you getting from people who read this and are stirred?
Well, that's amazing. I'm glad you asked me that, because the truth of the matter, the book has come out right now. We're talking about less than 2 weeks, and we have had thousands of response all across the nation. I just got back from Miami, Florida, and it is amazing, even to the degree that a group of Messianic Jew pastors reached out to me and want me to come back just to speak to their group. And we're getting contacted from all over the country, pastors' associations. They want to know how on earth were we able to get the different cultural groups together to pray and do things for the common good. And so in this brief period of time, we are being overcome by the multiple of requests from across the country that want us to go and be able to share, A, the historical facts, B, what we are doing, and three, motivating and encouraging pastors to put aside their differences, to pray put aside their agendas. We are at a critical hour. We can no longer sit back and just pretend that everything is going to be okay or that the Lord is coming soon and the heck with all America. No, we must be light in the midst of this darkness.
I know that our listeners are going to want to get the book, and of course they can go to Amazon.com or maybe ChristianBooks.com or even BarnesandNoble.com. But if they wanted to contact you or your ministry, and if they wanted to find out more about this book, tell me and tell my listeners how they could do it.
They can easily go to BishopAngelNunez.com, and they will be able to connect right into our website and have our agenda scheduled. They can also Google my name. I'm an activist. I'm very involved in our community across the nation, so it would not be too difficult. And finally, they can go to our website, bilingualchristianchurch.com, also, and connect with us.
And the nice thing about a podcast, unlike a radio program, is the listener can pause it, back it up, and listen to it again if they need to write it down. So I think this is very good. We need to wrap this up because of the time, but I'll give you the last word.
Well, I want to, if I could, in these moments that are left, to encourage all those that are listening to me that we are living in the dark time. It is a moment where the church must rise up and fulfill her destiny. Moses is not here. Elijah is not here. Paul is not here. You and I are here to write the final chapter in the history of the church. That's what I believe. And so I encourage you to rise up and become everything God wants you to be. It's your hour. It's your dream. It's your moment. Live it.
Well said. Thank you so much for being a guest on the Strang Report today, Bishop Angel Nunez. I hope our listeners will get the book. And not only that, but they'll put it into action because these are very difficult times. So thank you, Bishop Nunez. And thank you to the listeners for listening to the Strang Report on the Charisma Podcast Network.
Thank you for listening to the Strang Report with Steve Strang. To read more from Steve, visit his blog, The Strang Report, on charismamag.com. Again, it's The Strang Report on charismamag.com.
This has been a production of the Charisma Podcast Network. Steve and Joyce Strang are the founders and owners of CPN. Dr. Steve Green is the executive producer of the Charisma Podcast Network. We intend to honor God with every podcast and remain thankful to our advertisers and supporters who make these podcasts possible.